There's a problematic Targum Onkelos in the Parsha we just read, Parsha's Kisisa. So when Am Yisrael is still in disgrace because of Chet HaEgel, and Moshe Rabbeinu is negotiating with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'shakti l'fanecha malach, I'm going to lead you through with an angel, indirectly. And with the angel, Begrashis Akani, V'amori V'achiti V'apruzi V'achivi V'ayvusi, and through the angel that I'm going to chase away the Shiva Amamin that are occupying Eretz Yisrael, and bring you Eretz Yisrael, Ki lo ela bekir b'cha ki ankshe orifata, I will not rise within your midst, because you're a stubborn, stiff-necked nation. Penachach of derech, lest you'll be consumed along the way. So Rashi's pshat is, lo ela bekir b'cha, I will not dwell amongst you, as per what the passage we just read, I'm sending an angel instead. Uncle says something else. Are lo asalek shchinti mi beinach. I will not remove my shchina from your midst. Are am kshed kadal at, for you are a stiff-necked nation. Dilma shetirch baruch, lest I kill you along the way. Uncle learns just the opposite, seemingly counter, right, the beginning of the pasuk. Uncle says, I'm sending an angel instead. So I will not, and I will not remove my Shechina from you, for you are stiff-necked people, which is negative, we're still in disgrace, right? And lest I will slaughter you along the way. So Unkelus understands that this passage is talking about our being in disgrace. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to distance himself. Lo ele bekir b'cha means, and I'm not going to remove my Shechina from you. So that's problematic enough, but the problem is that and a few psukim later, the pasuk says like this. All right. So the pasuk says again, "Amkshe orfa regachat el bekibachav vechili sicha." Right. In one moment, right, I will. In one moment, I will, if I will go within you, I will destroy you, right? So Uncle says over here also, for if I remove my Shechina from you, right? For if I remove my Shechina from you, right? I will destroy you. As if removing the, Uncle is going over the same idea, as if removing the Shechina, right, is kilu a right. Over here he says removing the Shechina will actually be bad for us. Before he said, right, remove the Shechina and I will destroy you. Right, over here before you're in disgrace, and therefore I do not remove my Shechina from you. The question is removing the Shechina. We generally think of siluk Shechina as being something negative. Having the Shechina with us, right, is something positive. And with Unkelus over here, it seems that because we're in disgrace, he will not remove the Shechina from us. Right? So Rav Isaac Chover, one of the great exponents of the Torah of the Goyim, right, says something very deep over here. We'll do our best to explain in the limited time that we have. And he says something very interesting. There is a duality to this midah that we call Shechina. Shechina means v'shachanti besocham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells with us. Right? Now, what does that mean? Dwells with us, what does that mean, dwell? Dwells within nature, right? That, there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere, right? So what does it mean, Shechina? That even within nature, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells. So now, in the positive, it means that he reveals himself even within nature. Like, Gilui Shechina in the Makom HaMikdash, place in the natural world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though, he is way above us, nonetheless, within the physical confines of the Mishkan, there's Gilui Shechina, right? And in all the times that we speak about Gilui Shechina, that's within the space, within physical space, right? And that's the revelation that there is within, but still physical space is there. Right? That means that that at the foundation of it is that there's physical space, right? And then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, fills that physical space with a gilui of Kedusha, Right, but the starting thing is, the starting aspect is that there's physical space. You know, if not for, you know, the veil of physical reality, we would be conscious of our Kadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere equally. The physical space, you know, hides him, obscures him. Right? And Gilui Shechina is that even within this physical space that generally hides him and obscures him, even there he's revealed. But that also means this meter of revealing himself within physical space says that there should be physical space. And I will reveal myself even there. So the meter called Shechina also enables physical space and says, I'm going to set up the challenge. There'll be physical space which hides me, right? Olam, you know, the storm stage, Lashon Ha'olam, I'm going to set up physical space, and even there, I'm going to reveal myself. That means that the Midah of Shechina first facilitates the challenge of there being physical space and reveals himself within it. But step one is to facilitate physical space. And then, even within the physical space that the Midah of Shechina enables to reveal himself even there, as it were, God takes on the challenge, right? It's an amazing thing, right? That which we call the hanhaga of teva, right? The natural world, that actually comes from the midah of Shechina. The midah of Malchus, right, is, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets up the world of nature and sets up as a challenge, I'm going to be king even there. So that means there's two steps to the Shechina. First, enabling physical space, and then revealing himself even within it, because that's the end goal, to even within physical space to be revealed. But physical world comes from this midah of Shechina also. So there's an amazing Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Daled that says, "Bedin hu, real, if a person stole a saw chitim, person stole a measure of wheat, right, and he planted it, shouldn't grow. What? Chalta niskar? Are you going to gain from having done the sin? But what does Gemara say? Ela oilam keminhago noheg, the world will go and run its natural course. And those who did wrong, they'll pay for it in the end. I'm not going to override nature. Right? And the Gemara gives another example. If a person had a promiscuous relationship, it ought not to produce a child, but we see it does. Again, right? The message of that Gemara is, right, that the natural order, that Kadosh Baruch Hu, this veil that Kadosh Baruch Hu put up, he's not going to override it. He's going to work within it. And, of course, no one's ever going to gain in the long run. Osam shekuklu asidin li tenis adin. At the end of time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu catches up and all accounts are closed. But temporarily, since this is the biological fact that things ought to grow or a child ought to be produced, or these things happen maisim b'chol yom. If a person does a chet, they deserve misa for. If biologically he's healthy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to work with that. And eventually, if he doesn't do tshuva, he'll get sick and he'll die, right? But not on the spot. Of course, he's not going to override, right, the midah of teva and kill him on the spot. He's going to work within nature, right? He'll get his way. You don't outdo God, but in the long run, that means that nature could buy you time. Now, it works the other way also, by the way. Chazal warned us that a person should be mispalo shelo yechle, always daven never to get sick in the first place. Because if you do become sick already, they tell you in Shemaim, Habe schus v'ipotu, you need a big schus, because again, it works the other way also. If by the natural order you're ill, to override the natural order, you need much greater schus, so it's better not to become sick in the first place. Right? But it comes out like this. Right? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs, when running the world with the veil of the natural order, that could buy you time. That could buy you time. So let's say that ganav who stole and planted the chitim, let's say he'll do tshuva. He'll pay back the guy he stole. And he's only chayev keren kein sheganav. He has to only pay back, what he stole. You know, what he planted is now his, right? Because it was nishtane, right? He could pay the guy back, do tshuva, and keep that wheat that he profited in. You know, they profited originally through theft, but now it's his to keep because he did tshuva. And it came out that through the natural order, he bought time. Now, the big tzaddikim, right, that are above, they're lamala min ateva, that we find that two things about tzaddikim, Chazal tell us. Chazal show us how they've done moifsim, like Pinchas Ben Yara told, you know, split the rivers, just like Moshe Rabbeinu, right? We find that tzaddikim, you know, Mishamar lachomed, Shemen Shalik, Yom Alachomet Tviyalik, they do moifsim. Whereas another thing we find by tzaddikim, right? They get punished hard, and they got punished immediately. Kadosh Baruch Hu medaktekim svivav kachut ha-saira, right? They get punished hard and immediately. Like Rebbe, like they maisa is Yisroel kema, maisa boy, they maisa holchu. So says Rav Isaac Hover, it works the same way. Tzadikim are lemala min ateva. So just like that, because they're lemala min ateva, right, they could actually have events befall them that are supernatural. They could even do maifsim, but it's by the same token. Since they're lemala min ateva, they don't have the time that teva could buy you. They're outside of teva. They're directly under HaKadosh Baruch Hu without any levush, any cloaking of teva. So just like they could do the supernatural, they also get punished on the spot and hard. Right? There's no sheath of derech hateva to buy them time. Right? So now with this, we could get back to what Unkelus is saying. Right? Am Yisrael by Har Sinai was on such a high level, right? That and you know, it wasn't going to be a temporary thing originally. That which they got mon min hashamayim, and they got their slav and the anan did their laundry for them. That was meant to be the permanent situation. That was meant to be their permanent matzav, not just a temporary thing for 40 years. And if they wouldn't have been nichshol in chet ha'egel, they would have remained on that very high level of lemala midarach hateva. But in lemala midarach hateva, it's very dangerous. Right? It's all schar v'onesh. There's no oilam k'minhago nohe. You don't have that time factor that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to work around the teva. There is no teva. You're living lemala midarach hateva. That means you step out of line, you get punished immediately, and you get punished hard. There's no oilam k'minhago nohe. So this is what it's saying over here. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is warning Moshe Rabbeinu, lo ele bekirbacha. So Unkel says, I'm not taking the Shechina away, meaning the aspect of Shechina that gives derech hateva, I'm not removing, right? Because am kshei orifata, right? Penachelcha baderech. If you want to go back to living on a permanent basis, temporarily they remain lemal min hateva until the Hanhoga passed to Yoshua, and it went to Herzl, but that was just temporary. But if you want to be'etzem be on that level, that's lemal miderech hateva, penachelcha baderech, you won't be able to handle it. There's not going to be any oilam k'minhago noheg to buy you time, so you could do tshuva, hopefully before the end, because at the end, of course, who catches up with you. And that's what Unkelus means. Right? Unkelus means that because you're am kshei orif, lo asal shechinasim v'nechon, I will not remove the shechina. The mida gives teva, I'm not going to remove. Your hanhoga has to be b'derech hateva because you're an am kshei orif. And that's what's going to buy you time. And that's what hopefully is going to buy you time. You do tshuva, you know, and that gives you a second chance. Right? Buys you time until the asidin liten esadin. But of course, you know, within derech hateva, right, we have to optimize that and seek gilui shechina within the teva, because teva could be, we can have a great year, a great economical year, we have a lousy year, have a year of good crops, you know, and good agriculture, a year of bad agriculture. Optimizing derech hateva is also the midah of gilui shechina, how much kedusha we could infuse within the derech hateva, and this therefore fits, you know, that, you know, derech hateva on one hand, right, is a sheath that hides elokus, right, but it buys us time. But of course, we have to try, the more elokus we could reveal within the teva, the more we optimize teva. So therefore, it's not a stira. Seal kashina is bad, you know, when derech hateva reigns, right, because then it's less optimal. But having the derech hateva overall gives us the latitude of olam k'minhago noeg, that someone who did wrong has arichus af, he has time, you know, to get his act back together and do tshuva. And this fits very well with the Chag of Purim that's coming up. Esther min haTorah minayin v'anochi hasta Aster panai. The remes to Esther in the Torah. Esther, the big simcha of Purim, the biggest simcha, is Hester panim. V'anochi hasta Aster panai. But that's the point, right? What we learn from the Megillah is this lesson, that sometimes Hester panim, which is, you know, that the Elokus and the Hanhaga of Nisim Gluyim, you know, the whole poem was Nes Nister. The Hanhaga of Gilui Elokus, Elokus Begilui Mamish, and Nisim Niglim, it's a wonderful thing if you're holding by it. If you're a big, big tzaddik, that you never step out of line. If you're not holding by it, then the punishment is immediate and severe, with no leeway. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the lesson of Purim is that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes throws us into a matzav of hester panim and abandons us to dark heteva, even that he does for our good, because he puts us in a situation of oilam k'min hago noeg, to buy us time, penachel chabaderach, the fact that things have to take time, the fact that things had to take time back in the days of Mordechai and Esther, Haman threw lots. There was a timeline until the Jews would be killed. During that time, Am Yisrael got organized, did tshuva, and were mahapech the gzera ra l'tayva.